Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam and I will be your host for today. Today we are looking at a video from Life Noggin, and this video is called What Would Happen If You Never Woke Up? And it's kind of a weird topic. Life Noggin does a lot of these videos where they talk about what would happen if, and they talk about all these weird things, you know, like, you know, not brushing your teeth or not sleeping or, you know, never waking up or weird stuff like that. So they're pretty fun. You should check them out. And so let's get on to our sentence for today. The roots of consciousness aren't fully understood, but it's believed that for humans to be awake and conscious, a few things in the brain need to be functioning properly. So first we have the word root and rooted in. Root and rooted in. So a root is that thing that grows out of the bottom of a tree, right? A tree has roots. You know, the part of the tree that they say is, you know, goes as deep into the ground as the tree is tall, right? Those are the roots. But of course, in this case, when in the video they say the roots of consciousness, they're not talking about physical roots. They're saying, you know, the foundation of consciousness. Because, of course, consciousness is not a physical thing. I'll talk about that in one minute. Next, we have the phrase rooted in. So if something is rooted in something, it means that it sort of has its origins in that thing, or it has like strong connections to it, like it comes from that thing. For example, you could say, my interest in music is rooted in my experiences from music camp as a child. That basically just means that my time in music camp is what made me interested in music. That's what that means. Next we have consciousness. Consciousness. This one's a little bit trickier. Consciousness. For these longer words, it really helps to break them up into the different syllables. If you look at the word consciousness, you might think, what? That's a crazy word. But yeah. Consciousness. So consciousness is just the state of being conscious. And so I'll talk about what conscious means. So if you're conscious, it means that you are awake and you are aware of what is going on around you. So for example, you know, when you are awake and you are totally sober, if you're not on any weird drugs or something like that, then you are fully conscious. Let's say you are asleep, then you are technically unconscious. Or let's say you get knocked out or you faint. You know, let's say you get hit in the head really hard and you fall over and you're unconscious. You know, that means that you're not responding to anything around you. You're not able to, you know, think or talk or, essentially just respond to your surroundings. That would mean that, that's our next word, you are unconscious. Unconscious. So first, before I move on, I want to say the word conscious has a few different meanings. It can mean careful. It can mean that you pay attention to something. It can mean being aware of something. Right? If you're conscious of something, it means you're aware of something. Something that is conscious also means something that was deliberate, meaning that it was something that was on purpose, right? It wasn't an accident. It was conscious. But those are all slightly different meanings. They're, of course, related. But in the video, it's referring to the state of being awake. So for this next word, unconscious, it's just the opposite. Like I just said, if you get knocked out or if you're asleep or you faint or, you know, let's say you have an operation and they give you some medicine to put you to sleep and, you know, you're not responding, you're not awake. You could say you are unconscious. Finally, we have brain and bran. Brain and bran. So brain, I'm sure everyone knows this word. The brain is the thing inside your head. You could also say your noodle. That's kind of a fun way. It's sort of a slang, goofy way to say brain. Sometimes people say, use your noodle. That means use your brain. Think with your head. And so everyone knows that word. I think, or most people. But the next word here is bran. And bran, I'm sure you've all eaten bran. You might not know this word, but you've probably eaten bran. It's a kind of grain, sort of like wheat or, You know, it's the kind of stuff you find in cereal. There's actually a cereal called Raisin Bran. It's like a really healthy cereal with raisins and they kind of look like brown cornflakes. Anyway, so the reason I'm teaching this word bran is because people often get the pronunciation of these two words mixed up. I sometimes hear people pronounce the word brain and it actually sounds more like bran. You know, they'll say like, use your bran kind of thing. I just want to show everyone the difference between the pronunciation. So the thing in your head, your noodle, that is your brain. That's a long A sound, just like when you say the letter A, brain. But then the cereal, or the grain, the thing that's in cereal, is bran. Bran. Sort of like you're saying brand, like, you know, a brand name, like Apple's a brand name. Bran, the same thing. Same pronunciation, just without the D. Bran and brain. That's all. That's all we have for today. I'm going to read our challenge one more time. We'll wrap it up. The roots of consciousness aren't fully understood, but it's believed that for humans to be awake and conscious, a few things in the brain need to be functioning properly. That was a little quickly. I'll read it one more time, a little bit slower. The roots of consciousness aren't fully understood, but it's believed that for humans to be awake and conscious, a few things in the brain need to be functioning properly. That is it, our question for the day. I was going to ask if anyone here has ever been in a coma or something like that, but I feel like that's not a very common thing. So let's see who has had the longest nap, or what is the longest time you've ever slept? I personally had a 14-hour sleep once. I think that was the longest time I've ever slept. I was very, very jet-lagged, and I think I slept from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., or 12 a.m., I always get that mixed up. The middle of the night, 12 o'clock, midnight, until 2 p.m. the next day. That was the longest I've ever slept. What about you? Let us know down in the comments. Are you a big sleeper? I'm sure there's going to be some crazy numbers. Someone is going to have slept for 72 hours or something. Sorry, anyway, I'm blabbering. That is all we have for today. Thank you all so much for listening, all my voice tubers. My name is Sam, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.